What's all this feature benefit stuff anyway? Features are how you describe your product technically, or the name you give it. Benefits are what the features do for the person who may need or be interested in a particular feature. For example, here are just a few of the features and corresponding benefits of the Air Force Reserve Lifestyle Opportunity. Unit Training Assembly Pay. 2 days base pay for each day you drill. Training. State-of-the-art schools where you can receive high-tech training and be paid while you train. Annual tour travel. 2 week active duty tours at locations around the world. Commissary shopping. Government-run supermarkets that offer significant cost savings on your groceries. Yes, most recruiters do understand the difference between features and benefits. However, we have reached three very clear conclusions. Some recruiters still treat features and benefits as if they were of equal value. The average recruiter presents too many features and benefits. Recruiters sometimes present the wrong benefits. Here's the principle. If a leader applicant doesn't have a need for a specific benefit, then the feature that provides that benefit is totally irrelevant and worthless to the person. Here is an exercise we regularly conduct in our Air Force Reserve training seminars. 1. Select one of the features of the Air Force Reserve recruiting opportunity. Let's just say you picked education assistance. 2. Next to education assistance, list some of the programs that are included in the education assistance feature. For example, there's the tuition assistance program and the Montgomery GI Bill. 3. Next to each program that makes up the education assistance feature, list the accompanying benefit. For example, tuition assistance dollars are paid to the school to cover the cost of your tuition. And the Montgomery GI Bill provides extra dollars each month for the unit member to live on. 4. Develop some questions you can ask the leader applicant to determine if they have a need for the benefit. You mentioned you were interested in earning your college degree. How do you plan to pay for college? What will happen to your career plans if you don't have enough money to afford the tuition and living expenses? 5. Listen for the answers. If the person tells you they're receiving a full academic or athletic scholarship, and their parents plan to offset any additional costs with the college savings fund they set up many years ago, chances are education assistance programs are not going to be the feature your leader applicant is most interested in hearing about. Here's the key thing to note. If your leader applicant doesn't have a need for this benefit, they surely don't need the feature that provides that benefit. The example I just described illustrates that point perfectly. You're wasting your time discussing the benefits of the Air Force Reserve's education assistance programs if your leader applicant doesn't need the feature. Only present the benefits your leader applicant has indicated they have a need for, and only mention the features that relate to the benefits they seek when you present your recruiting opportunities. Here's another example. Let's follow the same format for this Air Force Reserve feature. A retirement pension for those unit members who serve 20 good years. Benefit. Starting at age 60, monthly dollars are paid directly to you for the rest of your life. Questions. How important is maintaining your current lifestyle when you enter your retirement years? How prepared are you right now to maintain that same lifestyle? Answers. I hope to live as well or better than I did while I was working full-time. My present 401k retirement program is not doing well enough to provide me enough money to maintain the same lifestyle I have now. I know I'll need extra income beyond my 401k and Social Security benefits. Presentation. With the Air Force Reserve Pension Program, you receive credit for every day you've ever served in uniform, including any time you previously served on active duty, in any branch of service. Your pension formula is also based on your rank and the base pay that matches your years of satisfactory service. The more years you serve and the higher your rank, the higher your pension. Furthermore, your pension is guaranteed by the federal government and generally includes cost of living increases every year so that it maintains its value year after year. Present only the benefits that are of relevance, value, and importance to your leads and applicants. Present fewer of them, but present them with more power. This will make a big difference in your recruiting results.